This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, I always joke about it when I'm up here. When I'm here, it's the big Don, are we on? You guys hear me?
Are you there? Whoa. Well, now isn't that awesome? Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Goodbye. Robert is up in New York right now, and he is. This is actually a special broadcast that he's kind of doing tonight. And I'm going to let. I'm not going to steal his thunder because I think he'll be back here in just a moment. But he is on live remote in New York, New York, New York. I told him I wanted to do the show from Times Square, but he ended up finding what I think is a better place to do the show from. And hopefully he'll be back here in just a moment. But welcome to the show. A few of the things that we're going to be talking about tonight. First off, in the next hour, we're going to have Ian Clark from Activation Products again coming on to talk about anti.
Are we on?
Yeah, no, you can't be on here now. I'm sorry, you're dismissed. Are we still having technical difficulties? Robert, are you there? Okay. All right. Well, eventually this will work out. But anyway, coming up next hour, we've got Ian Clark from Activation Products. We'll be talking about antidepressants and how a new study. Yet another study has come out showing how people who are being prescribed antidepressants aren't necessarily needing antidepressants. We would say that probably very few of any people are needing antidepressants, but it turns out that when it comes to the prognosis, the diagnosis, that it's way, way off. And I'll be talking about maybe some other things that Ian can suggest that we can do to battle depression. We got some other interesting things here. We'll be talking about mosquito repellents because that is something obviously that is big on people's minds right now as the Zika pandemic is marching across the world and going to make everybody die. But it is also good to look at some other alternatives for dealing with mosquitoes because who wants to get bit by mosquitoes anyway? But first off, it's a bummer that Robert is not here to do this right now because we've got another I told you so moment for Robert Scott Bell. Now, for anybody who's been listening to the show for any period of time, you know that one of the things that Robert likes to talk about is the gut. That's kind of like one of his specialties, and a lot of people are interested in what he has to say. And in talking about the silver aloe protocol, which is probably one of the questions we get the most.
Daniel, I can't hear Don if I'm on.
Mail from. We can hear Robert, though. This could be fun.
Oh, you can hear me now. Oh, thank you. Good Lord. What a way to start
the
show.
No. I'm sorry. What? You can't do the show now. You're dismissed.
I can relax. That's good. I was up too early anyway.
All right. Well, listen, I'll just tell you. I just gave everybody just a preview of what's going on. We've got Ian on next hour and what we're going to be talking about and stuff. But I have held off on making the announcement as to where you are broadcasting from today because I wanted you to have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, it is really cool. The spirit of Nick Gonzalez lives on today on the Robert Scabell Show. Why? Because I am broadcasting live from what I like to call the Big Organic Apple when I'm here in New York City, in Manhattan, at the home of Mary Beth Gonzalez and Nick Gonzalez, who passed, you know, unexpectedly last year. Of course, we know that story, but the story lives on in the Nick Gonzalez Foundation. Mary Beth is turning 50 today. Half century. We share that birth year. Yeah, happy birthday, Mary Beth Gonzalez. And so she's got a wonderful party with delicious food, and I'm tucked away in a quiet bedroom.
Where you are going to be tempted and distracted by good food?
You know, it might happen. I tried to scarf down some good stuff before we went on the air, just in case. But I've got a lot of the artwork.
I've got to figure out some place I can do a remote from now so I can get you back good food. I'm telling you, man.
You have done that in the past. Believe me. You were at
it's been a while. Yeah. I'm going to have to try and pull that one off again. But speaking of food, I already kind of introduced slightly here the first story that we were going to cover. And I premise this with the here we go again. Robert gets to do another I told you so.
Oh, you vindicated me already.
I have already.
We're in the Ethernet here. Yes, the processed food gut inflammation connection. And this is a great follow-up to yesterday's show. I don't know if all y'all listened to Dr. Batar yesterday, and we had a discussion about food because, you know, everybody likes the joke, I'm an extremist, right? I'm orthorexic, whatever. You know, I care about the food that goes into my body, not because I'm a food snob, not because I'm snooty, but because I suffered for 24 frickin' years on bad food, on standard American diet, and it devastated my system. I had gastrointestinal inflammation coming up, you know what. Oh, by the way, being in New York, as I took a cab, and I've done an Uber, too, I've done a little of both, passing by, like, every other building is a Trump building here. I mean, he's already president of New York City. Why not? Why not just make him D.C., too? So, interesting aside here is I'm in the Big Organic Apple. But, yeah, the food... My gosh, we talked about that, and I thought it was kind of interesting how Batar, you know, has acknowledged that anything that lingers at a certain point, you've got to look at what you're putting into your body, that it really does matter. And that old adage, you are what you eat, well, if you eat inflammatory foods, you become inflammation incarnate, so to speak. And that was one of the things, you know, I can hear Dr. Nick Gonzalez with me right now. I mean, his spirit is definitely alive and well here because... That was everything to him as well. The food quality meant everything. He never said everybody has to be on this diet, right? All vegetarian or all meat or, you know, it was always about individualization. But when it came to choosing food that was going to...
Oh, dear. Did we lose him again?
Because I just like to... Am I still here?
Nope, now you're there. You were gone for a few seconds.
I'm back again. All right. Yeah, this is the. I don't know what kind of interference we're dealing with today. Yeah. And my apologies to anybody missing half of my words. But I was just talking about the food quality and how Nick Gonzalez was always about that. You would individualize. Some people needed to eat meat. Some people needed to be vegetarian. But it was always a matter of clean food to start. And that's the article here that vindicates me and others like Dr. Nick Gonzalez and the things we've said over the years. Food additives
for so long,
now.
Robert, listen, for so many years, ever since I started working with you back in 2005, you've just it hammered away every day, every show about how people need to look at the preservatives and the additives and the colorings and the flavorings. You know, and now as we are seeing years later, you are indeed being vindicated because they're now suddenly having this miraculous epiphany that it's the additives and the preservatives and the colorings and the flavorings, and it's all coming from the gut, which you have been saying for years, and nobody was paying attention to that before.
Yeah, very few. And so it takes... Well, it gives me great pleasure and no pleasure. I mean, we play with the I told you so thing. But I just stick to my guns when I know what's right. And, you know, until I'm proven otherwise, and typically it would be me if I screwed up, I would find out because my own body would tell me. And I'm always learning. It's not that I say, oh, I know it all. That's not the point.
But all that was anecdotal, you know, Robert.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes.
You know.
Ultimately, all healing is anecdotal, right? That's what I've said for many years. You either get well or you don't. And whether somebody believes you because they have run it or not run it through a double-blind, placebo-controlled study, they can kiss my aspirin. Because the bottom line is healing, and I'm bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. And you can do the same. Perhaps you're already doing the same. And that's, again, why we're here with the spirit of Dr. Nick Gonzalez and Mary Beth's home broadcasting tonight. They were mentioning polysorbate 80 emulsifiers and carboxymethylcellulose as these, how do we call them, emulsifiers. And they're actually measuring the inflammatory response in the gut and the alteration of gut bacteria, gut integrity. And I lecture all of the time, and it never gets old, on healing the gut itself, because you can try to put all the good critters into the gut. If there is an inflammation of the lining itself, they're just not going to be able to live there because they're not designed to live there. So the Silver Aloe Protocol comes back and says, you know what, you really need to pay attention. Otherwise, you could be on the road to gastric bypass surgery as a standard of care for diabetes treatment. Not making that up. You found this article. There are actually specialists out there going, yeah, that should be a normal standard. Just do some surgery to reverse diabetes.
Now that you feel good with this previous article talking about you being vindicated, next we come to the world's leading diabetes organizations all saying that gastric surgery should be standard treatment for people with diabetes so that they don't have to take medication.
I'm sorry. It's not funny. It's tragic. It's really tragic. They don't want you. This is surgeons vying for your drug money. They're going, we're not getting enough play here because you're managing your diabetes with drugs, and we need to cut on you. We need to cut on every diabetic. Therefore, you'll need fewer drugs. Okay? That's not a good argument. No. Don't rip out your guts.
BS, because once you have the gastric surgery, more often than not, you are going to end up on some kind of drugs because you've completely screwed up your system. You're going to end up being deficient in something. Something's going to go wrong. It just does.
By the way, for like 24, 25, 26 bucks a month, you could be taking 100 micrograms GTF chromium 3 times a day, and you could reverse type 2 diabetes with no surgery and no drugs. Okay? That's all I'm saying. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. How about signing up for a clinical trial? Maybe not. We'll find out if Americans are ready to do that next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
City, as long as the signal holds. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yay.
We are back. Yay. I know. You think you go to New York City and all the signals would be up and running and there'd be no problem.
Yeah, that's
but,
what you like.
You know, redneck internet.
Cutting edge NASA internet going on there.
I know, but the thing is, there's so many competing signals that I just don't know, man. There's like a zillion people on top of each other. I mean, I don't mind visiting because it's for a good reason, but I like the country. I like the slower life. I like green grass everywhere. I like my garden. I'm already missing that, but I do love that I'm up here celebrating Mary Beth Gonzalez's 50th birthday in honor of Dr. Nick Gonzalez here. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to call in. At robertscottbell.com for the show notes. The show notes are there. And links, please say thanks to the sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Now, talk about clinical trials. We've talked about Big Pharma. And by the way, I passed by the world headquarters for Pfizer. This building had one giant chemical erection. Pfizer, of course, you know, the maker of Viagra. But I'm disgusted. You know, you drive by there and you realize all the people, and they have all of these banners up going, helping the world, you know, all of these airy-fairy feel-good things. And you're like, no, you're not. You're poisoning the world. I mean, nobody has a drug deficiency disease. And then you turn the corner and you pass the United Nations. I'm like, dude, what's wrong with this place? That's what's wrong with this place. You got globalists and you got druggies. You got druggie globalists.
And, oh, I didn't mean to go on a rant like that, but I'm just noticing all of these things. It's like my memory's coming back as I ride around Manhattan. Gosh darn, I'm glad I'm not here. I'm here right now, but just I don't have to stay here, in other words. So, therapy naive. Remember that term, therapy naive?
Yes.
Super Don, do you remember that term, therapy
naive? I do remember, yes.
The idea... Okay. Okay, so basically Pfizer and other drug companies have gone to like India, Sri Lanka, you know, place Central America where the people don't know any better and they're very, very poor. And they go in, hey, you know, let's enroll you in a clinical trial. We'll give you free medicine. Maybe we'll throw you a few shekels too. And, you know, they don't have much. So they say, okay, let's try it. And it's their only way to get something, get some kind of money coming in. And there's an article here about the pressing need for more clinical trials in the United States of America. But it looks like a survey is showing that Americans are smarter than that. They're not therapy naive. A new survey of more than 1,500 consumers and nearly 600 physicians conducted on behalf of Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. Only 35% of Americans indicated they would likely enroll in a clinical trial. Others have shown that only 4% of cancer patients enroll in clinical trials nationally this year. Of course, all clinical trials focus on what? Experimental drug therapies. Just like the idea that, well, we've got to medicate the world if you're Pfizer or Merck or GSK or the United Nations and the World Health Organization. Oxymoronic statements in terms of world health. It's not about world health. Until they really work on cleaning up the water and providing sanitation, sewage, better hygiene, nutrition, and drop the vaccines, the scam that are vaccines, then maybe we can start talking. But I'm proud of my fellow Americans with this article, except 35% that might do it, still a little high for my taste.
Yeah, that's because they're getting offered money, so...
Well, the 35% are... Well, the thing, you know, that is a good point you make there, Super D, because if there is, or maybe when there is, a serious economic downturn, there you're going to see Americans suddenly going, how do I make money? Well, I'll enter drug trials, let Merck and Pfizer poison me for money just so I can put food on the table. And that could be a disaster in the making because of the Federal Reserve and their loose monetary policies eventually coming home to roost.
Indeedy do.
All right, well, I know we're up on a break. I can't hear the music. I'm in New York, probably just too loud. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back. There it is, with more powerful healing. Question of the day coming up next, a pretty good one, too. 866-939-BELL, robertscottbell.com for more information. Ian Clark going to join us later from Activation Products.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
And we're back. Oh, did we lose Robert again? Oh, man. Okay. Well, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert is still in New York, but he can't seem to find any internet in New York that wants to work, which is just a huge bummer. But he is going to, I know he's feverishly working behind the scenes here, trying to get that working again. But in any case, we do have a question of the day, but under normal circumstances, I would not answer the question of the day because I am just Super Don. I am not Robert Scott Bell. So we will save the question of the day for Robert when he gets back. But in the meantime, we're going to go take a look at an article here that is one of the ones that I
grabbed my attention this morning. Is that Robert?
Yeah, I'm back. Go ahead. Carry on, my friend.
Yeah, I was just saying, well, actually, what I did was I bypassed the question today because the question wasn't for me. It was for you.
Sure, of course. It was
the
antibiotic one, right?
Question of the day. I haven't gotten into the article about the superbugs yet, so why don't we go to the question of the day, and if Patrick is ready to fire off the theme there, we'll hit the ground running.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, pray for us as we get through a question of the day. Just because of the connection, not because it's the question. It's a great question. This is coming from Mike in Louisville. He said, or Louisville, right, if I say it like a local. RSB, I'm a regular podcast listener and listen to your show a day later, and I listen to your Finally Friday show on Mondays. Can you air that intro on Thursday so I can hear it on Friday? That's great. I know, this is the tape delay thing. What can I say? You just kind of live in the past a little bit to make your future better. He says, LOL, just joking, or just kidding. Anyways, I do have a question for you. I was diagnosed with hypoglycemia about 5 years ago. I do eat a lot healthier, but I do have episodes of it pop up about once a year where I start to get the shakes and get sweaty. By the way, I was on the plane today. I'm sorry, I'm just all over the place, Super Don. You got to bear with me.
Yeah.
But there was an old Saturday Night Live episode with, Alec Baldwin? And he reprised that public broadcasting radio show. His name is Something Sweaty.
Oh,
and if you remember,
yes,
the Christmas show where he was talking about his sweaty meatballs.
Yes.
This time he was doing ballpark food, so it was his sweaty wiener. I can't help it. I laughed out loud on the plane watching that thing. It just was just ridiculous. So deadpan, it was funny. Anyway, so sorry about that, Mike. I got Mike in Louisville. I got distracted. He said he has hypoglycemia episodes once in a while. Is there anything I should take as a supplement or eat to keep it at bay? Thanks for all you do. Mike, definitely. And it's one of the simplest things to do. And we sort of indicated it last night. Since you're listening a day late, you'll get it eventually. Talking with Dr. Batar. Because, you know, my history of not being able to go very long periods of time without eating food was because I was hypoglycemic. And now I can do intermittent fasting and, you know, go half the day without eating, and I'm perfectly fine. And I'm not carrying around, as you know, Super, I'm not carrying around a lot of extra body weight or fat for sure, but it's just that my body has the ability to now take whatever storage I do have and convert it into usable energy. Why? What's the difference between me before and me now? Same thing I'd like for Mike in Louisville. It's the presence of or absence of chromium, the chromium molecule. That's what I've found, and, you know, thanks to our good buddy, not a doc, Christopher Barr, introduced that concept to me, because I was, as a homeopath, working with folks with hypoglycemia and diabetes, utilizing my two favorite remedies that really focus on the symptoms associated and the pancreatic function, Lycopodium and Iris. You know, and I don't bring those up every day because people think I'm Harry Potter and Super Don makes fun of me. but those things were helpful in symptomatically addressing, like, for instance, hypoglycemia in my recovery. But until I really started loading up on the chromium, that was the difference maker. And it had to be the right form, because most of the forms, and we write about this in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, most of the forms of chromium in the health food store are very minimally efficacious. Chromium chloride, chromium polynicotinate, chromium picolinate. These are not necessarily the way you're going to find them in food, but the chromium that we get, the innate response, it's a difference maker. I mean, and hypoglycemia is easy compared to type 2 diabetes, which can take some time, but can be reversible. So that is really the number one thing. You know, you want to do homeopathic iris, lycopodium when you have symptoms? Sure, fine, no problem. But the 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium three times a day, and again, we write about it in more in detail and Unlock the Power to Heal. It is, you know, Super Don, it's too simple, because what would the gastroenterologist do when they can't cut out your body parts and say, you see, you're cured, you don't have to have drugs? Or the drugging doctors who no longer can drug them because they don't even need, I don't know, what is the number one prescribe metformin, glucophage, right, for diabetes. Right. You no longer even need that.
Yeah. You got to put them out of business. I don't know. But you know, the thing is, we know they aren't going to let that happen, unfortunately.
No, but it's a bankruptcy, even though they're very profitable, of an industry that profits off of perpetual disease. This is why they attacked and tried to discredit Dr. Nick Gonzalez when he was alive. Because what he showed is that the food matters and that you can heal with food. Yeah, obviously, you can use enzymes and detoxification the protocols that we talk about here. But the food matters. It matters. And again, it was sort of an epiphany day yesterday with Dr. Bitar. He knows it. We know it intellectually. But there's that point where it embeds into you and you go, oh, my gosh, it is the food. And Liam Sheff, by the way, another birthday today besides Mary Beth Gonzalez. And it is our good buddy, Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories. Yeah, it's his birthday today.
Wow.
He's 45, so he's 5 years behind.
Oh, he's a
he's a youngin. And so, but I think of Liam too, because Liam talks about food, and he just to be honest, he pisses a lot of people off, whether he intends to or not, because he speaks straight about the things he's uncovering and discovering.
I think he intends to.
You think he intends to?
I think
maybe he does.
I think he likes it.
Okay, regardless,
I can't blame him.
And I did. You like to do that too, I know. And I didn't say irregardless. I said regardless, just so you know. The food as energy, it's a very real thing. But that's also why I say there's not one diet that is perfect for everybody. And diets could be and should be medicinal. In other words, you choose, like I choose music medicinally. I'm not a music snob. Some people would say, like Liam, he's into the, you know, the great classics. He knows stuff about music, and I'm like just an 80s, 70s rock and roll guy. But I do appreciate that kind of music as well. But I choose it medicinally for me, how it makes me feel, what I can accomplish when I'm listening to certain types of music. And I think in those terms with food, if we can begin to open up and say, you know what, I'm going to choose the food today based on what my body is telling me. Now, if you're craving donuts and ding-dongs, and sweaty, you know what? That's different. That means your body is probably a bit. Yes, you're probably a little bit corrupted in what you're desiring, based on, like my history, a dysfunction, because I had grown up on, what did we open today's show with? The processed foods. Acknowledge now the additives to cause inflammation of the gut, corrupting what? Our interaction with the outside world, because that's our passageway from the outside world to the inside world. You corrupt the gut with inflammation. You have a leaky gut. Now you no longer have accurate signaling to communicate with the world, or the world communicating to you, and you misinterpret the signals. Because why? Licensed representatives of the dunderheaded medical state, the state religion of pharmaceutical mysticism, will interpret those signals as a need for synthetic chemicals approved by the Fear and Death Administration. And it's so clear to me, and I don't know if it annoys people out there listening when I describe it this way, but it's like seeing through the language of the matrix. I'm seeing through the language of the medical matrix, trying to help you to identify the signals, the cravings, etc., when they're craving something that is, you know, beneficial to you, healing to you, that which is destructive to you. And if you grew up on the food I grew up with, you understand why I do what I do today, like we said with Dr. Bitar yesterday. Do I rest my case? Can I go home now? What's up?
No, you cannot go home now. You cannot go home now. But listen, Mike in Louisville?
Yeah.
Louisville.
Yeah.
We cannot play the Friday intro on Thursday, but how about this? Since you're listening to this tomorrow, happy Wednesday, Mike. There you go. Yay!
Right, outside Monday. The box before we get there.
Right,
this is the show that time travels regularly. We're ahead of you, so we'll tell you what's coming. Keep paying attention here, folks. RobertScottBell.com. All right, back to the antibiotic story you wanted to cover, because my connection's been spotty today. And this relates to the world in trouble because of antibiotic expiration. That is, the antibiotics are not working. They're driving the growth of superbugs. And, you know, there's the, what are we going to do, spend $1 trillion trying to develop new drugs? And in this article on CNN, there's a point where it goes into what is being done. And one of the key sentences here is great, except I don't believe it. Research at the University of Sheffield is exploring ways to boost our immune systems so that they can kill bacteria at an early stage, removing the need for drugs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, are they really doing that? How much money is going to be going into that at the NIH when the federal government...
Listen, I would be willing to bet that Pfizer will step up and they will cut a check to the University of Sheffield for $3.50 at least.
Well, and it's like the stories I've told before about nanotechnology and nanosilver. We know we can address these infections. My kids have never had to have an antibiotic. And we do so by what? Well, we're going to engineer nanoparticles on antibiotics and make them work again. Well, we don't need the antibiotic at all. The silver makes the silver work. And you don't need to resort to that except in extreme emergencies, and that would eliminate the concern that they have here for superbugs and the absolute destruction of antibiotics and their inability to help you even in a crisis should you need them. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What else inflames the gut? We'll talk about that. We've got updates on depression with Ian Clark and how to reverse it as well. Stick with us. Lots more healing to go.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, packed flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
We have Robert Scott. Robert on the air. He's been swallowed up by the giant New York apple. Has eaten him instead of him eating the apple. All right, well, we will attempt to get Robert back here. Hopefully we'll get a better connection going for the next hour. But we wanted to end this hour on, kind of an interesting story here. I thought it was interesting because I don't know if I agree or disagree with the conclusion that this study came to talking about hamburgers. Now, I like burgers. Most Americans, it's kind of an American food, the hamburgers, right? Hot dogs, apple pie, Chevrolet, and hamburgers must be in there somewhere. But according to a new survey, it revealed that 82% of Americans who eat hamburgers think that the sandwich is a good source of nutrients.
There we go.
82%. You there, Robert? I heard something there. No. All right, so continuing on here. So they do this survey, and they find that 82% of Americans who eat hamburgers think that the sandwich is good for them, basically. It's a good source of nutrition. And what they did is they polled 1,700 Americans who ordered a burger from a restaurant in the last 3 months. And 62% of those people said they love burgers, and the numbers were strong among millennials, so apparently millennials like hamburgers too. The millennials were the generation that most likely were going to say that the menu healthiness is important to them when they choose a restaurant. Okay? They perceived, apparently, 82% perceived that the hamburgers that they're ordering from the restaurant were healthy for them. Now, I would go as far as to say that it depends on the hamburger, okay?
It always depends on the hamburger.
And not every hamburger is equal, okay?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I know we want to be inclusive. We don't want to put groups and labels and stuff, but it's true. Not all hamburgers are the same. Would you agree, Robert Scott Bell?
Well, I could hear you halfway because I think that the burger generation is not wanting me to say what I'm about to say, but I'm in agreement with you, I believe, because it is about the quality of the food. Again, I come back to that. And I know there are folks that say, you know what, burgers are always bad for you. No, I don't agree with that because we have eaten meat as a species, but you've got to find out what works for you. If you're going to go get factory farm meat with antibiotic and cancer residue in it, I can't help you. I mean, if you believe and perceive that's going to be healthy for you. But the idea that meat, just because it's meat, is unhealthy or unspiritual, you know, I can't go there either. We've got to find out what I need, what you need. It's going to be different. But as I said, I come back to it. If you're going for factory farmed animals, factory farmed produce, etc., that's the problem, number one, because that energy is not going to be life-sustaining.
Now, I thought it was interesting, number one, that the millennials are big burger lovers, according to the survey. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And secondly, it shows a little bit of honesty here that people are having. It says here that the survey did find that even the burger lovers in the survey knew they could choose a healthier sandwich, but they wanted their burger. And so it almost makes you wonder if it's a thing where it's like, yeah, I could eat something healthier, but I really like my burger, so I think it's got some good things in it, right?
Sure, sure.
It's kind of like that old Bill Cosby routine where he was sitting there trying to explain, you know, about how great chocolate cake was. You remember that? It's got milk, and it's got eggs, and wheat. It's chocolate cake. It's good for you. Well, not necessarily, but...
All right. Well, listen, we want to get the bad stuff out of you, Super Don, because you're, you know, coming off the cigarettes, you're working out again. Roger, our good friend listening, he says, remember niacin? For a withdrawal, cigarette withdrawal. I don't know if you've done any niacin.
Not specifically, no.
Okay. He said a non-flushing variety. I don't know. Green tea.
Well, green smoothies. I've been eating a lot of greens. Right now, you know what I'm doing? I'm sweating that stuff out right now, big time.
Well, and that's the concept of niacin as well, driving it out that way.
Yep.
All right, folks, if we can hang in there another hour from the Big Apple. It's organic here. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues. Ian Clark will talk depression, magnesium, and other cool things when we come back from this break, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.